A holiday edition of Mad Radio rolls on. Brett Dolan and Alex Del Barrio, hope you are having a great holiday. Certainly on the 4th of July, I think sometimes we like to celebrate our love for our country, but every day here at Sports Radio 610, we sort of acknowledge our love for sports, you know, winning, losing, camaraderie, being a fan, a teammate, a member of something bigger than just one person. And Sam Houston State baseball coach Matt Deggs wrapped up his team's season after a super regional loss to Florida State with a press conference that quickly got some national attention.
It's family, you know. For years, I was a transactional coach. What can I get? What can I get? And when you get fired, it humbles you. I spent 430 days outside the game. Everybody asked, you know, you were here with the Aggies in 2011. No, I wasn't. I was fired. And I just sit there and watch the Aggies play. And God has brought me full circle and changed my life. I was dead and he saved me. And so I'm a transformational coach now. It's not about wins or losses. It's about love. It's about building men, building relationships that'll last forever. I got a second chance. This guy's a second chance guy. This guy's a second chance guy. This guy's a second chance guy. We're about building people up. You know, it's not Mission Omaha. It's Mission Build and Save Lives. And that's what we're in the business of doing. This is the most unselfish, selfless group of men and families I've ever been around. This is rare in this day and age. Rare in a microwave society where it's all about entitlement and all about when do I get to play. This guy's playing with a broken left hand right now. Nobody knows that. His left hand's broken. Last year he played with a broken wrist. Last year Taylor Bean played with a broken thumb. I won't even get into the rest of the litany of injuries that are going on with this team right now. Andrew Frege just walked up to me in the dugout and said, give my last at bat to Nate Van Dyke. Robbie Rojas gave up his last at bat so Hunter Sutherland could catch. You know, there is no greater honor. And this is, I could preach. It's what I wish our country would get back to. There's no greater honor than to sacrifice for a brother. And that encapsulates and embodies this team to a T.
Coach Matt Deggs joins us. Coach, it's Brett Dolan and Alex Del Barrio in Houston. Thanks for your time and happy 4th of July.
Hey, Brett, how you doing, my friend? Happy 4th to you guys.
Well, thank you. Coach, you know, after your press conference went viral, it was fun to follow the Twitter reaction. You know, I saw Ben Zobrist say, I never heard of Matt Deggs before today, but I'm a huge fan. And if you could share with us what it was like for you in the days following your final game at Tallahassee, some of the reaction you got locally, regionally, and nationally.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me on, Brett. My first thought was it must be a pretty slow day in Houston to get all the way to me on the list, man.
Not in the least. You know, sometimes it's about perspective, Coach, and I think you hit some chords with some people with that post-game press conference, and I think for different reasons. So I got to believe you heard from a lot of folks.
Yeah, it was quite really and truly, guys, it was overwhelming. The way that whole thing went down was we lost a heartbreaker the first day there in the seventh inning. We had a 3-run lead with 2 outs, and they strung together 4 hits in a row, tied it up, and we lost, ultimately getting walked off in the ninth. And that was a game we had won all year, just that same theme of that game we had won all year. So felt really good about the way we were playing, and was back at the hotel room the next morning. Kathy, my wife, was in bed, and I was doing my Bible study quiet time and just really felt the presence of the Lord, you know, speak to me, tell your story. And being a human being, I'm so selfish and greedy. I thought to myself, awesome, we're going to win both games. We're going to Omaha. And I said, as soon as we win these next 2 games, I'll tell the story. And it wasn't until that evening we sat through 8 hours of rain delays and we're losing 14, 15, I don't know, 16 to nothing. And the light bulb goes off. And I said, had that aha moment. Okay, Lord, you want this story right now. And got into the press conference. I don't even remember what I said. just spoke from the heart, and really thought that was it. And woke up the next day, and our world was upside down, inside out for the last, you know, 2-3 weeks. And it's had a profound impact on a lot of people. And the one message that I tell everybody is it's not about me. I was just a vessel carrying the message.
Coach Alex Obari here. We appreciate you taking the time on this 4th of July to join us. And I'm curious, you know, sometimes in these press conferences, it's kind of quickly the game is over and you get about 5 minutes with your team and then you got to come to the podium and all that. But what did your team say to you after that speech? Because you mentioned that you just kind of spoke from the heart. Wasn't anything that was planned, obviously. So what did you say to your team? What did your team say to you after that moment?
Well, Alex, so the next day we flew back to Huntsville, and the next day we had our end of the year team meeting, and the kids were going nuts over the video and telling me it's gone viral. I'm like, what's viral? I wasn't really a social media guy. Well, Kirk Herbstreit and this and that, and everybody's tweeting. I said, okay, guys, sit down. And I held up a bottled water. And I asked the entire team what's inside this bottle. And they all said, of course, water. And I said, do we need water? And they said, yes. I said, can water save your life? And they all said, yes. I said, okay. Now, what is carrying the water? And they said, it's a plastic bottle. And I said, Lance Miles, he's our resident 4.0 student. I said, Lance, how much is this piece of plastic worth that's carrying the water? And he said, 3 cents, coach. And I said, well, I want you guys to put this in perspective then. It's not about us. It's not about you guys. We're just a piece of plastic that was carrying the water, which is the message that's had such a great impact.
Coach, the clip was 2 minutes, and I think different parts appealed to different people nationally. For me, I think part of what struck a chord was being a second chance guy. It's obvious you're a coach, you're a teacher, that's in your blood. You were out of coaching for more than 400 days, and I know you're a man of faith, but was there a time that you were worried that you might not be able to get back in, or too much time had passed to be able to do what you love, to be able to kind of spread your message and coach baseball at the college level?
Oh, sure. I was at the bottom of the pit, man, and darkest of the dark. I don't wish that on anybody. You know, one thing that I didn't say in that press conference is Rob Childress didn't fire me. I fired me because I couldn't put a beer bottle down. And that's a place that I don't wish for anybody. And God lifted me up all the way out of that thing. You know, I was working at a feed mill about 20 miles outside of College Station the day I turned 40 just to make ends meet. And you know, I was stripped of everything, including my family for a period of time, friends, et cetera. God has totally brought us, like I said, from the dead and made us alive again. And that's my message, is that there is hope and that all things are possible. And, you know, God makes all things new.
Coach, following along on that second chance, you get this opportunity at Sam Houston. When that opportunity came your way, what were your thoughts on how to approach this job or this particular aspect of your coaching career differently than what you've done in the past?
Well, you know, it was all part of God's plan and will. Is I actually did get a second chance in Lafayette, Louisiana, which God does have a sense of humor, because ironically, that's probably the drinking capital of the United States. And Tony Robichaud, just a great man, leader, and who ultimately became my mentor, the head coach for the Raging Cajuns, took me in, did not care about the past, and started to rebuild in me a new man. And we had an incredible run over there, ultimately wound up the number one ranked team in the nation. First mid-major to ever do that in all five polls. We ended the season as the number one ranked team in the nation after the regular season, and was ultimately fortunate enough that Bobby Williams, AD here at Sam Houston State, and Dr. Hoyt, our president, we have tremendous leadership, great vision, and people that care and love people, you know, offered me this opportunity. And I was ready. I was prepared. I was walking with the Lord and bearing good fruit. And so just came in and looked to build people up and produce men, not necessarily baseball players, but produce men. And that's part of our mission, develop men, develop players, make sure we graduate and win championship rings together.
And I think people that follow sports, maybe they don't follow college baseball, don't understand the demands. I mean, you're giving out 20% scholarships, 25% scholarships. Guys that are great athletes are still paying a percentage of their way to go to school. And Coach, I ran into you a couple of years ago when you were at the Lafayette Regional. You ended up getting eliminated by a team that probably should have won the national championship in Arizona. This year, you defeat them. You win the Lubbock Regional. You get that opportunity to play at Florida State to go to the College World Series in Omaha if you were able to win those two games. The buy-in factor for these kids, though, I mean, you've got to get them on board. You've got to get them believing in your mission, as you mentioned, playing for each other. It's easier said than done when you have guys, you know, 30-some guys, and everybody's paying their way. But is that one of the greatest challenges you have as a coach?
No doubt about it. Culture overcomes talent anytime. And this is a family. You know, one thing about our program is everybody on this team is invested. And what I mean by that is they're invested emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. You know, every single one of our guys is on a partial scholarship. So they're invested. Their families are invested. And most of our guys are from within a 100-mile radius of where we're at. And so there's a common pride. You know, there's a common bond and chemistry. And our thing is this, you know, and we talk about it all the time, it's only impossible until somebody does it. And we live by Matthew 19:26, with man this would be impossible, with God all things are possible. And, you know, our one thing we talk about a lot is we didn't know it couldn't be done. And we kind of play with that attitude. We have full hearts. We know we've put in the work. So if we crash and burn, we crash and burn, but we're going to have fun, play hard, keep getting better. And we're fortunate that we're surrounded ourselves with a bunch of what we call OKGs, guys that just, they're our kind of guys, and they love to play, they love to compete, and they do so with a lot of passion. They really don't pay a lot of attention to the scoreboard. They just love baseball, and they love each other.
Well, Coach, on this 4th of July, we're really thrilled that you spent some time talking with us today, that we could play your video one more time, and maybe we'll get another viral thing going here for you, at least in the city of Houston. Congratulations on a wonderful season this year, and we look forward to seeing what your Bearcats do here in the future.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it, Brett, and happy 4th to you guys.
Thanks so much, Coach.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
All right, see y'all.
We didn't know it could be done. I love that line. And our OKG, I mean, Ted Johnson has his TKGs, right? Teddy kind of guys?
Yeah.
Our kind of guys.
Absolutely.
Compete with passion. I love that message.
Matt Degg, Sam Houston State baseball coach, joining us here on Mad Radio. All right, coming up next, we're going to get back into that Daryl Morey audio. By the way, I've been texting with Sean Pendergast here the last... Apparently, it's very, very loud there, so he's trying to find a place where he can get away where we can actually hear him. So we're going to try to get him on at some point in these next three segments. But we'll go back to that Daryl Morey audio from the Ringer podcast with Bill Simmons and hear his thoughts on the roster flexibility, etc. This is some fascinating stuff from Daryl Morey. We'll play some of that audio for you next. This is Mad Radio.